Hello, anime fans, and welcome to another episode of Anime Snob with your host, Harrison Hill. Today is a beautiful March 1st. I hope everybody's well. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to get ourselves into some anime because there's a lot going on. These are good times in the anime world. So, today we're going to start with anime news. Update. All right, here we go. First bit of news. Netflix will be releasing 30 new anime series and movies for the year 2018. So, if you got a chance to catch Crybaby, Devilman on Netflix, which if you haven't, stop this and go listen to it, go watch it. It's amazing. And the artistic license was very well used. The director pointed that camera in a way that told the story with the right amount of artistry and also the right amount of basics that I was in love with it. It was fantastic. So Netflix is going to have 30 more of that. Oh, and have you seen Ajin? Are you kidding me? Now, that does spring up an argument in my, you know, conflict within my being. Because I hate, capital H, CGI. There's something about CGI that just, it's not as beautiful as, you know, as an anime can be. Something about, like, a hand-drawn animation that gets me turned on so much more than a computer-generated image. And I think it's Miyazaki from Studio Ghibli, Hayao Miyazaki. He was, I think I read an article a year or two back where he was just like, he was on the same wavelength as me. And I was like, dang, this is why I fuck with this dude. Cause he's like hard body karate, keeping it real. Like, this shit is like, okay, I think the best way for me to put it is like mashed potatoes. So you have handmade mashed potatoes, obviously the anime, and then we have the instant mashed potatoes that you put in a bunch of fucking zeros and ones, and then where are you? You're in the digital world. I ain't like that shit, all right? I don't like it. So I'm much more of a, I like the old school. I like it the way it is. I like it the way, I like to see it develop, but just not a fan of the old school stuff. So, I mean, CGI. I love old school stuff and I hate CGI. bulletin number two, update. Okay, bulletin number two. Speaking of popularity with the Netflix audience, apparently Kim Kardashian West is an anime fan. Hey, I'm not, you know, looking down at this because I'll take all the anime fans I can get. Apparently she said something on Twitter about, anime was such my inspo for this hairstyle or some shit like that. So, but aside from that, I guess, I feel so bad for, like, having read this article, but I did it for you, listeners. I did it for you, all right? So, apparently, she took Kanye West for his birthday to Tokyo. He's an anime fan. Most black dudes are. He's an anime fan, and apparently Kim K is too, which I think is cool. The more anime fans, the better, and it just shines a positive light on the beautiful world that is anime. So, there's that. And now we're going to go to our third bulletin of the day. And that would be... Boop. Oh, yeah. This is a little upsetting, you guys. And if you're outraged, I'm sorry. But live-action movies suck. A big old donkey nut. All right? I've never said that before, by the way. The first time for everything. So, Full Metal live action. Don't watch it. Nobody watch it. Do me a favor. Anybody with ears who hears my voice, Do not watch this show. It was like the worst 5 minutes of my life. And I try to give things a motherfucking chance. But 5 minutes in, and I just wanted to hang myself. And I mean, it was horrible. Horrible. Mach schnell? No, that means make it fast. I don't know. It was just bad. It was badass all around. Trash. It was bad trash. I haven't eaten yet. I hope I'm not mixing words. Sorry, you guys. So that's our third bulletin update. Tune in next week for more anime news. But in the meantime, let's move on to our word of the day. Our word of the day today is hi, spelled H-A-I. It is a meaning yes and or a meaning of agreement. So let's practice that again. 1, 2, 3. Hi. You got to say it with the Japanese, you know, high-pitched accent. You know, I'm not going to go with my deep man voice that you're hearing now, you know. I got to take it up an octave so they know, like, we in here now. Like, I'm half Japanese. Like, they won't believe you unless you're, like, you know, your nuts are... Okay, anyway, I'm getting very distracted. So, hi. And that's how you say that. And keep practicing and interject it in conversations. It'll make you sound cool. All right, so... Next section is listener mail. Listener mail. This is where you come in, listener. I need some mail so I can read it and fill some segments of my show. I can't do that without you. I need some involvement here. Some give and some take. Some give and some take. All right? Jeez. One-sided world anymore. So, what I need from you is to email me about anything, really. Any gripes, any compliments, I'll take compliments twice. Do me a favor and email animesnob794@gmail.com and let me know what you'd like to see from this podcast, anything I can do differently to make it better for you. So, listener mail, we don't have any mail just yet, so we're going to skip on to our next segment, and that's going to be anime shows. So instead of going all over the place, because there's so many wonderful shows out right now, and really there are, it is a great time for anime fans. I'm going to go shoot two shows at a time, and then I'll cycle back for any updates or anything like that. So the first show I'd like to review is going to be Black Clover. Black Clover, it started off just... It had a lot of the story, the way it's written, the storyline has a lot of potential, but once you actually see the show, there's a lot of like fuckery involved where it's like, Asta, the main character, pretty annoying. His rival's pretty cool. I like him. But it was just like, it seemed like a bad Naruto spinoff. And I was very upset with, I was very upset with the characters. I liked the storyline, but the plot development, I was waiting to see what happened. So now that we're a little further along into the show, I gotta say, it's one of my favorites. I look forward to it every Tuesday, just because the animation's good. The storyline's great. The characters, I'm definitely starting to fall in love with the characters a little bit more than how it started off. In the beginning, I was super skeptical about where this was going to go. Cause, it's kind of like Fairy Tail. It's like, Fairy Tail, the show is, on paper, it's kind of interesting, but in animation, it's like, whoa, this show's for 10-year-olds. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're an adult and you like Fairy Tail, fuck me. Like, enjoy what you like. And I don't mean to be disparaging. But, I love that word, disparaging. It's one of my favorites. I felt like, Fairy Tail was such a kiddie grade, pun intended, it was such a kiddie grade, show. I was like, you know what? No disrespect, this ain't for me. So, I need something a little more serious. That's why I don't watch One Piece either, like, or Gintama. It's like, kind of on paper, these sound all right, but once you start watching them, there's a silliness meter that I have, you know, in my head and all that, that bell's ringing for some of those shows I mentioned earlier. But for Black Clover, I feel like they've redirected the show in a very positive way. The main character isn't as annoying, and the side characters have begun to develop. So the plot is unfolding, and I love, love, love when I'm watching an anime and there's like two things going on. So we have our main villain, and then we have our side villain. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, even though they have all these active quests in the background, there's a main villain that hasn't been exposed yet. And I love a little bit of mystery. It makes it juicier for when it comes out. It's like, if they just started off like, oh, I'm your villain. You know, it's like, I'm your rival and your villain. It's like, all right, you can, you know, depending on how the story is told, of course, it could be interesting, but I like the mystery, and I think it's going to pay off down the road for the show. I've been recommending it because it's so good. So we're going to go two for two on good shows. So Black Clover, awesome. And then the other show is going to be Basilisk. So if you haven't seen Basilisk season 2, you are doing yourself a disservice, sir or ma'am. You need to get yourself online, get some Crunchyroll, and bam, bam, binge that shit, because Basilisk is awesome. I think right now it's one of my top 5 favorite shows running. It's like the pinnacle of a classic anime. There's like a little bit of historical, there's a touch of history to it, like the old school tea ceremonies and the shogunate and things like that, the hierarchy within their government. And then it's like there's the ninja action of like the two clans like bumping heads but then still getting along in their own way. It's like, man, from time to time. But it's like the main character, all the characters, I gotta say, like, I think that's a big part of why I like that show so much too, is like they don't have one throwaway character. They're all pretty legit. Even if it's not the strongest character, each character has their ninja power, is like, each one has such a unique, cool power that I'm just like, fuck. I want to see them all, you know, succeed, all of these characters. Like, they're all like a group of friends, and I'm rooting for them to like do great. Basilisk is so far one of my favorite animes this year. The year's still young, and I hope I'm surprised down the road, but I'm just blown away from the animation to the directing to the storyline to the characters to the ninja powers, the fight, the action, I mean the drama, the romance. This show has a little bit of everything. I'm talking about tears and laughs, tears and jeers. I'm kidding, I just tried to come up with that. So I don't know, you guys, just check it out, all right? Just fucking check it out, it's good. So that I think is going to be our episode, you guys. And I know it's a little under 15 minutes, and I'd like to fill 15 minutes every Thursday till I have more to talk about, but right now, or some guests, God forbid I get a guest up in here, but right now, you guys, what I really could use is some MF and listener mail. So, with that being said, get on Gmail and send me a yay, a nay, stupid, whatever. You send it to me, I'll read it off, I'll give you a shout out, and, I don't know. Just thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. This is such a blessing, and I'm so happy to have this opportunity. Thank you, Anchor, for allowing me to use your platform. And thank you, listeners. Have a beautiful day. Rate and recommend. Tell a friend. Thanks, you guys. Bye.